Now, in the 22nd chapter of the book of Job, we come to the third round. This is the third inning, if you please. This is the third time that these men get into the arena to battle an intellectual battle. And as we've said before, this is not so attractive today. I understand they've attempted now in several colleges to have an intellectual bit of back and forth. And for years, I know we had debating teams because of the fact that we engaged in that years ago and that type of contest. Well, it never attracted too many folk, and it doesn't today. But they're building bigger baseball and football stadiums all over the country. It's a mighty poor city today that doesn't have a gleaming multimillion-dollar stadium for athletic events. And very little goes in for the intellectual, and even less for the spiritual. But you see, back here, this is an intellectual battle, and it's a spiritual battle. And that is where all of us are fighting. Very few of us have ever been out on the football field carrying the ball or charging or blocking. Very few of us have ever gone up to bat in a major league, but all of us are out in the arena of life today with a spiritual battle, and yet it's not the important one to most people. They'd rather go and sit in the bleachers and watch somebody else hit the ball or somebody else carry the ball. But my friend, you and I are fighting a spiritual battle. We're wrestling, Paul tells us, and here is one going on here. Now, it excited people in that day. But we must remember, they're not civilized like we are today, you know. We build multimillion-dollar stadiums for physical combat and not the intellectual. That's not emphasized today. Now shall we move ahead here in this 22nd chapter. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Can a man be profitable unto God as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself?" In other words, Job, you sure think a lot of yourself, but what do you suppose God thinks of you? And that, by the way, is not very comforting to a man in the condition that he's in at this particular time. In other words, Eliphaz is putting it like this, if I may turn this around. What he's saying is, you are acting as if God might derive some benefit from your behavior. And that if he were restraining you, lest you might become too strong for him. And he's sort of holding you back for that reason. Well, may I say, he's way out in left field. And this is certainly not comforting a man that at this moment does need help. And he needs light from heaven. Now, you remember Eliphaz is the man that's had this remarkable experience. It's been strange and mysterious. And he could say, "I have seen." He's a spiritualist. But it doesn't seem that he should have gone through all that excruciating and hair-raising experience to come up with some of the trite statements and some of the cliches that he palms off on us. And yet, some of them are very good, by the way. And this is fine. Can a man be profitable unto God? And the very nature of the question reveals that a man can't be profitable to God. That is a very wonderful question. Because you see, Job has the same viewpoint that a great many church members have today, that they are really profitable to God. I get the impression from some folk that they really make a real contribution to God down here. He's rather fortunate that they are on his team, and of course, when they get to heaven, that's really going to make heaven because of who they are. Well, a man's not profitable to God. You're all unprofitable, and that means you're just a bunch of spoiled fruit. That's what he says about all of us today.